It's the final week of the Procrastinator Breakthrough Challenge. I can't wait to catch up at the end of the week and find out how it's gone for you as you have taken one small step at a time every single day towards the life that you actually want. Progress always beats perfect, and procrastination is a habit, but it's also not something that you need to keep as an identity. It's something that you can now release. And the conversations that we've been having over the last 3 weeks have hopefully shone a light for you on what it actually is and what it actually isn't, and how perhaps society might have made you think that you're a procrastinator, but really it's just an emotional response to what's happening in your life with your time. And it is your time. It's your time to act on your dreams, but it's your time to take control of your time. If you want more time, step one is finding out what's stealing your time in the first place. Because there's lots of things that over a lifetime we just do from habit, and we don't realise the consequence of it until we stop and look, which is why doing the time audit is so incredibly powerful, and that data can shine a light instantly on what's going on and on who is going on, to be more precise, in certain situations. Because it might be that there's certain people that are taking up more time than you had even realised or were happy to trade for. Because sometimes there's things that require our time, but sometimes there's things that are getting our time out of guilt or out of obligation, and that can stop right now. I look forward to seeing you soon. Keep updating us in the WhatsApp group, and use this week as an opportunity to see what happens when you share vulnerably with others. Be the change you want to see in the world. And as Brené Brown always says in all of her work, vulnerability does create connection. It's your time, my friend.